on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Jenna had to take care of some personal business and may show back up with us a little bit later, but we're not sure. So we'll just see what happens. So what's new, Jen?
Oh, the same.
Same?
Yes, I just had a rough day today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, I stayed up too late, and one thing you should never do when you're tired is comment on people's posts on Facebook and keep replying to arguments.
Oh, yeah, that is.
So I had some of that going on today.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny because if you argue with someone on Facebook, like everyone wants to have the last word, so it goes on forever until someone just gives up.
Yep. And most people don't like to be the one giving up.
No, I gave up because I was tired and it was a mute issue. But, you know, we often complain about customer support when things don't go our way.
Uh-huh.
But I believe the majority of the things people go to customer support about cannot be fixed by them. You know, there are game issues, bugs, things don't work right. And the agents themselves are limited to what they can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, not all of them give, like, responses that make sense a lot. But I think overall they do a good job.
This is really funny you bring this up because my wife today, and this isn't Mafia Wars related, but I'll share the story because it's kind of an interesting one. She has a Barnes & Noble Nook, and she went to go download a new book to her Nook. Boy, it's like Fox and Socks. And when she went to go download it, her credit card is tied to her bank account. Well, we don't keep much in that bank account because it's only used for like groceries. And when the groceries are bought, nothing else is done with it. I've talked about it on the show before. We do kind of compartmentalize banking. Anyway, so she goes to buy the book and they tell her she can't buy the book. Now, she has at the same time like $28 in gift card credits available on her account. So in theory, you'd think she should be able to spend the gift cards and then, you know, it wouldn't make any difference whether or not you have a credit card on file or you have a credit card, a working credit card that can cover the cost of the book. So she went back and forth with their customer support. And the first person said, well, our policy is that you have to have a working credit card. And she says, my credit card does work. It's valid. It has a correct expiration date. It has a correct magic pin on the back. And it's an account that's in full good standing. It's just that it doesn't have the balance you're wanting for a transaction that I shouldn't have to pay for with that credit card anyway. And it even says that on the Barnes & Noble site. So the next thing is, you know, she's talking to that representative just keeps repeating back policy that's been written by some person higher than them over and over again. And she says, I just want an explanation. Tell me why I can't use the cash of the gift cards that I've given you without having, you know, a credit card to cover and be charged a temporary transaction on it and to cover it. And so she goes round and round and round, finally talks to a next level person. That next level person tells her basically the same story, and then adds a little twist to it and says, well, the reason why is because the publishers have determined that they need to have a working credit card in order to validate that, you know, you're not going to go out and sell the books on the open market or something like that. And she's like, she thought about it for a minute. She's like, are you kidding me? What, whether or not I have a credit card on file and I have a credit card that works for a transaction that I should just be able to get with a gift card anyway. I can walk into a store and make the purchase with the gift card, and no one asked me to show a credit card for a book, the book I'm buying, which I can easily walk out to the copy machine and go copy 100 times over if I really wanted to and make it digital. So then where is this disconnect between what we've now become as this digital age? Long story short, she did not get any resolution with them whatsoever. And so she had a bad customer service experience. But I was just funny that you were talking about that. And, you know, this was completely random and all. but it seemed like it fit, because it's just a case of the people that you talk to in customer support, especially at the low tier levels, have little control, have little ability to make any kind of decisions really on their own, and they run by a script because that's the easiest way for them to handle 99% of the calls. You know, it's the 1% of the calls that are the really weird ones that you want more resolution to, and they don't know how to handle them. And this was a perfect case of it. No one was able to actually give her a really good reason on why she can't use a credit card, a gift card balance, without having a credit card processed. And
sounds like the VIP program.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like it's a scam, because why should my credit card have to be dinged for any charge if I've got a full available gift card balance?
Well, that's what we're going to test for the VIP. If you have, if you use a Facebook gift card,
right,
and you have Facebook credits, are they going to take from those credits, or are they going to bill you again? I have a feeling they'll bill you.
Yeah, because, and actually, I had some follow up on that. I'm glad you brought that one up.
Oh, too. Did
so
you?
So we're bringing everything back to full circle. My little mini squirrel moment. but anyway, yes, I didn't test it, but one of our listeners sent some feedback saying that no, if you have credits on your account, even if they're enough to cover the purchase of your subscription, it will still ding your credit card.
Okay.
Which,
so
again,
I'm not going to bother testing it.
No, then. Don't bother. So again, this is another case of this is ridiculous. If I have an online company I'm working with, and I've decided to buy gift cards or buy into their credit system or whatever else, and I have an available balance, that should be the first thing that's ever used when processing my, you know, my payments. Then if I don't have enough there, then you go to plan B, which is whatever credit card I have on file or whatever else. And they don't do that. And I think that's
wrong.
Yeah,
because you've already paid for your gift cards or credits. It seems like they're out to get new money, which does seem like a scam.
Well, I'll complicate our story a little bit even more, because my wife thought she didn't have any gift cards on her account. So I went and spent money, $20, and bought another gift card and sent her an e-gift card, which she added to her account, which she still couldn't use. So we spent an extra $20 with Barnes & Noble, and then technically, she had no access to that money whatsoever unless we changed the credit card that was on file, you know, just for the purpose of making the purchase, which is just ridiculous in the scheme of things. You know, I worked with PayPal for years, and PayPal does it right. You know, they'll hit your PayPal balance first.
Right.
And if it's not in your PayPal balance, then they'll go to the other account, the backup account, for whatever the difference is between the two transactions. That's the same exact way Barnes & Noble should have been doing their business. And that's the same way that Zynga and Facebook should be working this out, that if you put and load, you know, $100 worth of Facebook game credits on your account, then that's what should be hit first before it ever attempts to go after a credit card. And, you know, Apple Store, they have the ability to, you can use gift cards till you're blue in the face and not have to have a credit card on file. So the Barnes & Noble representative's philosophy that, you know, digital content needed to be protected by a valid credit card was a crock of crap. So, anyway.
And speaking of that, I had an experience with the Facebook game cards that have the Zynga logo on them.
Uh-huh.
And all the Zynga games. Well, you know how when we have marketplace promotions, there's a 50% redemption bonus.
Right.
So when I buy reward points, I wait. I buy the gift cards. I get them online. And I redeem them. So I get 310 reward points for $25. It says right on the thing. Well, it says 50% off, but you don't get a cheaper game card. You just get more reward points.
Right.
So we were at Target. And I snuck a couple of these cards in the shopping cart. And I was like, cool, I was going to buy them online, but we're here. I'll just buy them right now. And so I get home and I go to redeem one, you know, the same way you do the Zynga card, and nothing happened. So I'm like, what's going on? So then I'm like, okay, I have Facebook credits now. So then I had to go to the marketplace and make a reward point purchase. So there was no bonus for using the game card, even though it says in the game that there was.
Wow.
And I was kind of mad because I would have used that same money to buy one online. You know, it was just convenient to pick it up at the store, but Zynga shouldn't advertise them like that.
Yeah.
And I was mad because I felt like I missed out on reward points I should have got.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then I've also seen people report the past few days that they haven't even been able to redeem the Facebook game cards. But I think they might not realize that you have to do the additional step of going to the marketplace and buying them again. So you redeem your card, then you go buy them. Where when you use the Zynga cards, you get them instantaneously. It's confusing. I think they could do a better job at clarifying that to their players.
Yep, I agree with that.
Wow, this is like the finance rant show. But we're trying to give you money. Why are you making it hard for us?
Exactly. And that's, you know, and yeah, in our case, it was, you're already holding our cash. So why the heck can't you let us use it?
Yeah, and then
a gift card is cash. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, it's not even like it's, you know, something that, yeah, I don't even know what to compare it to that it's not, because it's, I mean, it's cash. I mean, someone's paid that face value on it for it in full.
Another reason to get a Kindle.
Yeah, well, Amazon probably has their own similar policies I've never been, you know, privy to because of only this specific instance. You know, and it really just has to do with the fact that we don't have credit cards in our family. We only use debit cards. And, you know, they're tied to bank accounts. Well, if there's not a balance in there that's got, you know, a lot of money in it, then, you know, I said, what if this was a $100 transaction? So you're going to put a hold on my account for $100 for whatever it is I'm going to be purchasing through your store, even though I have $100 worth of gift card credits. That's our policy. You got to be kidding me. You know, you're holding my $100 and it's, there's nothing that you should need my credit card for. That's just bad policy. That's just someone in a corporate corporate environment that said, you know, we need a policy because we got ripped one time and, you know, they didn't do the math right on their website or something and they had to suck it. So then there was a blanket policy that said, this is the way it's going to be done from this point forward.
And that probably happens in Mafia Wars too, I'm sure.
Yeah, instead of probably fixing their own problem at their code level that said, look, if the person doesn't have a balance, then verify the card. If they have a balance, you know, I mean, if they have an available balance, then never hit their credit card. I mean, it's just simple. I don't understand, especially for these big companies. I'd understand if this was a mom and pop and they got some cookie cutter code to do e-commerce on their website and something like that. But this is a major corporation that deals with hundreds of thousands of millions of transactions a day, and they can't do this simple math. Makes you kind of worry. Sorry, that was my
let's rename this
rant-o.
Well, okay, is there anything cool going on in Spotcom or not cool?
You know, there wasn't anything cool. I would actually say there was something that was not kind of cool. And I'm going to preface it with, I don't have all the information. There obviously is multiple toolbars out there. And, you know, there's many similarities between all of our toolbars. One of them just recently added some of the features we've had in ours for quite some time, like the icons that tell you whether or not you're gold, silver, or bronze level on family progression, and then, you know, a little mouse over effect that tells you what the status of that is, as well as our drop-down options that we've added as an overlay on the city navigation and stuff like that. Well, another toolbar added those features. Now, where I say I kind of don't have all the facts, one thing I would like to say is I don't know whether or not in there behind the code they've given Spotcom for credit for those ideas to begin with. If they have, then I reserve some of my frustration. But, you know, when you see some of your features now added in somebody else's toolbar who's charging a fee for it, it's a little disconcerting because, you know, I feel like you know, now the ideas that we're creating and we promote out there for free to build the community of Spockholm users and people that play the game, you know, now somebody else is taking our thoughts and our intellectual property and then using it for profit. And, you know, we've never done what we've done with all this stuff. And Jen knows we don't make any money doing this. So, you know, it's all because we love the game and we want to continue to promote the game. So if someone's taking that intellectual property, not giving proper credit at minimum, you know, and now turning a profit and enhancing their tool or whatever as a result of it, that's a little disconcerting. You know, I understand, you know, all's fair in love and war, and this is Mafia War, so I guess you don't get any more warlike. But that's, like I said, that's just kind of an observation. And I don't have all the details. If they're giving credit to us, I'm a little less frustrated. But if I find out that I go in and see some of their code and it's not, then I'm a little bit more pissed. And I don't know if everybody at Spockholm shares my frustration with it, but...
Well, it is frustrating when you do work and then you see other people just use it and not at least thank you. You're doing it for the community. It's not like...
Right. That's why I say, I mean, we've always said that every one of our scripts that we've ever created have been completely open source. We have never locked anything down. Anybody could mimic what we do. And we just, we've always asked, if you're going to use it, then give credit for it. We would hope it wouldn't be used, you know, for a fee because, you know, our stance has been we've never charged for our toolbars. You know, we've never charged for any of our scripts. We've asked for donations, but, you know, that's not a requirement. We don't put a burden on everybody that they have to do it. You know, I've often said it'd be great if everybody donated $1 on some day and, you know, that'd be fabulous for us, but it's not a requirement. So,
I think people are afraid to give small donations because they think that you'll think
trivial.
They're cheap. Yeah. And I, you know, I get them once in a blue moon and, you know, it's nice. Some people will send me an email and say, sorry, I could only donate $1. That's all I have. And I was like, no, I appreciate that just as much. And you don't have to donate anything if you don't have it. I'd rather you not if it's something you would have to sacrifice something else in your life.
Yeah. And I've always joked. I mean, I'd rather have, you know, a lot of a little instead of a little of a lot. And, you know, the same holds true. I mean, you know, those $1 donations are just as important.
I guess it just shows that people care.
You know, we get either side of the equation once in a blue moon. I mean, it's not, you know, every day. So... You know, it does. It's nice, but it's not, like I said, it's never been essential. So anyway, that's probably the big thing that, you know, was just an observation. You know, I hope that, like I said, I misread, you know, what had happened, and I hope that the credit was given. And if it wasn't, then, you know, that shows someone's true colors. So
I think those have been shown a few times.
Anyway, what else we got?
I have big news.
What's your big news?
My big news is the big scoop.
Oh.
That there are districts 9 and 10 coming from London.
Like Tuesday or something, maybe.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's exciting. But, a lot of people were expecting a new destination, and I find it odd that they're going to, no district, well, unless you count New York, but since this style of district came out, Brazil, there's been 8 districts, and then Chicago only had 6, but there's consumable items for District 7 and 8 in Chicago in the inventory, but they have no purpose because those districts haven't been released. And then we got 7 and 8 for London. So to me, it would have made more sense to do 7 and 8 in Chicago, but I think Chicago's so boring, like puts me to sleep. So now they're going to add 9 and 10 to London. So we're going to have a lot of districts in London.
Yeah.
And there's normally these district jobs have, or there's 8 jobs per page. And these 2 new ones are going to have 10.
Right.
So, you know, there's 20 new jobs with 4 levels of mastery. So you're looking at 80 skill points there.
Yep, that's good stuff right there.
And so, you know, people need to be thinking about London cash, because I know some players have a problem with that.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to have to buy job equipment. So now should be the time to start planning ahead. And you can sell old equipment to get money. You can attack people. You know, I don't think the jobs pay out that much cash. And then we've had glitches along the way. And then some people feed it from their mini accounts.
Yeah. I wonder how, I don't know, I lost my train of thought.
How what?
I don't know. How now, Brown Cow?
It was getting annoying doing that same London job. And I really, really hope they give us good ratios. And I hope...
I know what it was.
I don't want to see all the jobs be like, you know, 2,000 energy each. But it is nice to have one big job in there somewhere. So if you have to burn through your stuff fast, you can do it in a few clicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't... Yeah, what I was going to say is I hope that... I'm curious to see how energy heavy they will be. You know, if they'll be like some of the latter districts in London get more and more energy heavy.
Right.
Will they be even more than what's already there by the time you get to District 8?
I was curious about that, too. I have noticed a trend with the secret districts. As they've been coming, the energy requirements have been going down. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I haven't noticed that much.
Detail. I have.
Okay.
And I noticed it when I purchased the Metal Mafia. It's like, oh, it's a lot. These jobs have a lot more energy than the one that we just finished. That's a wrap.
I didn't notice. And, you know, obviously for someone that's so energy heavy, for me, I prefer the jobs that are heavier.
Right.
You know, but.
If they really wanted to make people happy, they would put some stamina jobs in there. But I have a feeling that won't happen.
Yeah, I really would like that. I mean, I think that that's something that they're going to have to consider if they ever get rid of Vegas. Because I bet there's probably still a lot of people that still do what we call fobbing, which is fake, you know, not fobbing. Yeah, fobbing, which is fake jobbing. So.
That's what you call stamina jobs?
Yeah, they're fobbing jobs.
And I like doing stamina jobs too because it's fast, but I'm so over the going to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, and the problem you have there is exactly what we're struggling with is that they're so low requirements.
That you
it just takes so long to go through them. If you went and looked at a new destination or a new district, or you bring out a secret district that as a trial has the stamina energy jobbing, then what you could do is you could create a ratio that says, okay, if you use stamina, then here's the ratio you're going to get stamina to job. And then here's the one you're going to get if you use energy to the job. And they may be the same ratios. You know, it obviously be a mixed match mess for us at Spockholm because we have the toolbar that highlights jobs based on it being only energy. You know, we'd have to do some toolbar work to compensate for it. But I think ultimately in the scheme of things with the future of Mafia Wars, it becomes more user-friendly because now people can choose for themselves. So those players that have been fighters that have always struggled with districts and getting through them now have an additional option to say, you know what, I don't have to be as energy heavy, but I can still get these things done. I may have to spend more stamina to get through a job than I would if I had energy, but there can be a balance. They could definitely find an easy balance. And even if it's the same number of skills needed, the jobs are the same, you know, numbers that you have. If you're going to burn, you know, 243 energy, you're going to burn 243 stamina. You know, mathematically, it should come out that you're running the same ratios. Anyway, that's my thought.
That would make people happy.
I would think so. I think it'd actually make Zynga's life a little bit easier, too, because then you get less people complaining of, well, I can't get through these districts. They just take too long. You know, I'm a fighter, and that's not... I don't put all my skills and energy, you know?
Yeah, it would cure a lot of problems if they did that.
Well, and then the other thing it does, too, is it then allows Zynga to move forward with the ideas of new destinations and things that I think they have to backburner now, because people aren't getting through the cities as quick as they would like. you know, and then you spend less time trying to create these intermediate new flashy, you know, things that you're going to add to the game, you know, and you can focus on just core stuff, you know, new destinations and new secret districts and things like that. And, you know, you're spending less time trying to fill the gaps, I guess is what I'm saying.
Secret districts are getting old, though. Yeah. Like, we have a new one coming up. It's called Nightcap.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, the 44th one, I think.
Yeah.
But they're all right. I don't mind them. I like that you get the skill points, and I like it. I really like it when they throw in a job that has a better ratio than what's in-game normally, because it kind of keeps you there playing. And I used to like that it had better loot, but then ever since the VIP, they kind of made it so VIP players don't get to have fun with the loot. But I don't know how else they could do to fix that issue.
Yep.
Unless they had the same loot items, but if you were a VIP, it had different stats. That's what they should do. Instead of making new loot every month, they should just pick 6 or 8 random loots. And if you're VIP, it has a logo and it's a little bit higher in stats. Then everyone could enjoy the game the same.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we come up with all these ideas?
I don't know. Just blows my mind. What else have we gotten, though, in the game?
We got a new gifting event. It's called Grease and Glory. And with Halloween right around the corner, I don't understand why they didn't make it Halloween themed. And our little zombie crafter's choice that we complained about on the last show, because the stats were so bad, they actually increased the stats of those items.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I'll bite my tongue because I'm still missing out. I keep forgetting it's there.
I do too. It's too far back in the modules.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And then I'll see that I still haven't asked. I try to run the Spotcomb crafty helper.
Uh-huh.
But it's like sometimes too late. I'm like, oh man, I didn't ask.
Yep.
And then I noticed too the drop rate of these Z-Day viruses.
Uh-huh.
They were pretty good the first few days, and like late, like today, I couldn't even get all 5 of mine.
Yeah.
And I stopped trying.
Yeah. Nestor brought up a good point from the Hopper that, you know, the checklist is good for remembering to get those things done.
I'm
but then you got to remember that the go do the checklist too, even though we've even added it to the toolbar. There has to be a better way to make people.
Well, there actually is, because you can shift your modules around with the toolbar feature.
Right.
But I'm so lazy, I forget to do that. But if you bumped, like if you deleted all the modules before it, then it would always be your first one.
Yeah. Yeah. It just seems like we always miss something. I haven't gotten near what I probably could have with it. And I don't remember to do it all day long.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. Because the loot's not that helpful. And then they give you some skill points, which is cool, but, you know, it's not that many to make a big difference where you should feel like you missed out on something.
Yeah.
And the lucky stash is about to be gone. Like, I think right now, by this time tomorrow, it'll be over, but there's 3 more hours, and everyone's like, well, what are they going to do with the jackpot? And it is in range now. It moved up so quickly because so many people were playing this week.
to get the last few.
Yeah, so everyone's like, should we start spinning this thing like crazy, like at 11:30?
Yeah.
And I'm really mad at myself too, because I blew like all my reward points on this thing.
They're going to take their jackpot and run.
That's what I think too.
House always wins, don't you people know?
But, you know, there should be some recourse, because I know it goes up based on the number of times you play. Like, it doesn't put all the reward points you spend into it. It's like the casinos. It's like a progressive that the players actually are putting these reward points into it through their spins. I don't know what percentage or what Zynga calculates it as, but technically those belong to the players. So I don't know what they're going to do if nobody hits it. I think they should donate them to the Informant podcast.
For future testing.
And then Chester will want to come back.
Yep.
No, but you do spend a lot of reward points testing things.
You do. Yep.
I mean, I spend a lot on the game too, which I probably shouldn't, but sometimes that's what you feel like doing. But I felt like I've had free reign to play this Lucky Stash all week since it's going away. But I wish that I hadn't. And it's really annoying that they made the loot not helpful.
Yeah.
I see no point of that. Like, would it have hurt them to just say, okay, let's give them +5 on their equipment score?
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that's about it.
All right.
We got lots of stuff coming. We just had lots of stuff, so yeah. We'll have things to talk about for a while.
Yeah.
But I think we've talked enough on the show.
I think so for tonight. We've covered finances. We've covered politics, barely.
No, we didn't talk about politics.
I kind of had my mini political type rant thing that was, it wasn't outright but
I was watching the Saturday Night Live spoofs of the debates, and they were pretty funny.
Yeah. Yep. You have a shout out this evening?
To the customer support agents that get yelled at and ridiculed and just the bad reputation they have that I don't think is very founded. Of course, it's not perfect, but that's my rant today. So I give them a shout out.
There you go. I'm going to give mine to Nick DeLeon, who wanted to be on the show so bad tonight and talk about the Raven. And we just, we kind of have a structure we have for the show, and I didn't want to mess with it. And there's lots of factors that go into it all. And then I probably won't remember his name.
Wait, what do you know about the Raven?
No, he just was complaining that it's not been here forever, and
yeah, it's been
be
a
done
long
with
time.
It, and you know, well, if we now don't have a boss fight, so then why can't they add the Raven back and let people get the achievement? And I mean, kind of the stuff a lot of us have talked about in the past.
Oh, we've been talking about that for like a year now.
I know, it's crazy.
They might listen someday.
Yeah.
They said on their forums that it was coming back.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it ever does. And then my other mini rant is, my mini rant, oh, that was a bad choice of words. I was reading rants.
Your mini boss.
Someone commented on our website about the new audio was very hollow, and there was nothing wrong with the old audio. And so I did respond back to him. His name was Ed, and I just wanted to let him know that, you know, I've been playing around with some stuff to try to get our group here more involved in the show when we do get rants left to us on our rant line, so that this way, you know, everybody can hear it in real time. And that has required me to make some, you know, changes in the structure of how we run the show. And, you know, with it, I'm still learning. So bear with us, and we'll get back to where the quality is as good or better than what it was before. And it will allow us to do some more stuff as the show goes on. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for the feedback. I mean, it is greatly appreciated, and I sometimes can't hear what everybody else does too. So anyway, thanks for that. And with that, I guess we'll call it a wrap for the evening.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cars, get them crashing to the brand new one.